CFA Week.
It's time for Bargain Barn on WXBC. If you have items to buy, sell, or trade, give us a call at 270-756-1043 or 270-547-1043. If you can't get through to the show or don't have time to call, you can still put items on the Cash and Carry segment. We'll tell you more about that later in the program. Now here's today's edition of Bargain Barn on 104.3 FM WXBC.
Good morning, folks. It's a minute after 9 o'clock and time for the Bargain Barn here on WXBC. And the show brought to us today by our good friends at Gentry's General Store. And if you can't have fun with them, you just don't know how to have fun.
Isn't that the truth?
It is the truth. And you get me and Neil Bland together, and it's bad. It's so good, but it's so bad.
It was so much fun when he stopped by here last week.
I'll tell you what, now, that's a fella that he's always thinking, and Dawn, too. Mm-hmm. They're always thinking, and Kyle, too. I don't want to leave anybody. Everybody out there is great, and I thank the world of them.
Absolutely.
They're always thinking, what can we do next? What are the folks here going to love next? So I sent Neil a text.
Uh-huh.
Actually, he sent me a hilarious text yesterday about my opinion on some country singer, and that's a whole nother story. But I sent him a text the other day. I was like, I've been thinking about this clothing line that y'all are working on for guys.
Right.
I want in. I've got some ideas.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait for you all to see what we come up with, because it's going to be awesome. It's Breck-centric, that is for sure.
Yes.
Great folks. Always fun to talk about them. It's been kind of wild here this morning. I haven't had a chance to get on their Facebook page yet and see if they've done anything this morning.
Let me pull that up here really fast.
We're going to check it out, though. We've got a while to talk about them. Great, great folks. Always good deals. They're moving in out some wintery stuff. They're kind of moving in some spring stuff. Last we talked to them. So a good chance for you to save some money.
Yeah.
And
they're also going to be having a ladies' night coming up fairly soon.
That's right. Was that March the 2nd or 1st?
Let's see. I
don't
remember. I've got it here in my book. Let me just pull it up really fast so we don't tell anybody.
I teased Jackie about her book, but she remembers things that I don't, because she writes it down and I don't.
I do.
Sometimes the ink wears off my hands and I don't.
Let's see. So that is going to be on the 1st.
March 1st. Okay, that is a Friday.
Yes, it is.
Friday, March 1st. So that will actually be a week from today.
Yes.
Wow.
So I'm sure they're going to have a lot to talk about with that.
Ladies night at Gentry General Store. I think it's going to be a great time for the gals to get out, have some fun. Again, as they work on moving in new spring stuff, I think they're going to blow out some wintertime stuff. They went to trade shows, seems like, all winter, and there's no telling what they brought back, folks. So we're going to talk to them. I don't know if we're going to see them today or talk to them or what we're going to do, but we're going to be in touch with the folks at Gentry's. It's going to be a good show. And you got your books. You know the rules.
That's right.
All right.
We ask that you limit your calls to no more than 5 items and your total call not go over $500. We don't take guns, businesses, or personal ads. If you have something that goes over the limit or you don't have time to call us, stop by the station and for $3 a day, we can put it on cash and carry. The phone numbers to call are 270-756-1043 or 547-1043. Good morning, you're on Bargain Barn.
I have two items to put on the radio. One is a Jazzy scooter, never been outside. The other one is a Baldwin, Baldwin, electric organ, always inside, and will sell cheap. The number is 270-547-4201.
That's 547-4201.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wish you'd look here. Well, speak of the devil and he shall appear is what I've always heard.
There he is.
2020 vision, Neil Bland.
Yes.
What's going on, buddy?
Nothing. I can see you.
So yesterday we were texting and you and the youngin' were heading up to get a LASIK surgery done. Hey, you feeling good?
Yeah, feel great. I went back to work yesterday afternoon.
Fantastic.
So
didn't accidentally scratch your eyes during your sleep or anything like that?
Oh, man, I have some. They send you home with some of the best goggles.
Good.
You have to sleep in goggles for 3 days.
Because Angie says I'm getting it done this year.
Oh.
And if she's, I do what she says.
No, they did one eye. So.
All right.
They did. Cool. So one eye's, my distance vision apparently is perfect, so they left my dominant eye alone.
And awesome.
They did my left eye for 24 to 36 inches for a focal point. So like right here.
So. Dead eye blind.
Oh, it's perfect. It's awesome.
I will not be putting any money on our shooting matches for a while.
Probably should have done it in the first place.
Good morning. You're on Barking Barn.
Yeah, how you doing this morning?
I'm just fine. How are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Okay, I've still got the last new wave oven. Like I said, it cooks great. It's healthier food. You don't have to use any greases or stuff with it. I'd like to have $100 for it. I've got this lift. It's if you got somebody that's bedfast living at home, or you can lift them up out of bed, put them in a wheelchair, put them wherever you want them, and without hurting them. And I'd like to have $400 for that. That's negotiable some. And I've got a free bottle of a quart jar of black strep syrup. I understand it's good for making molasses cookies, I guess is what you call them. Somebody be interested in it, they can have it. You holler at 422-3272.
That's 422-3272.
You have a great day and a great weekend.
You too, thanks. Good morning, you're on Barking Barn.
Yes, I'm looking for someone out there that might have some older cassettes or even CDs of the Bee Gees. If you don't care, have them a call, 617-8485.
That's 617-8485.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
It is the Barking Barn. It's Friday, and we've got Neil from Gentry's General Store with us. We were teasing a little bit, telling folks next Friday night is a big deal at Gentry's, and you are not allowed to be there.
I will probably be there, but I will hide.
They'll work you like a borrowed mule.
I will be available for consultations and for running errands and going to get food.
So where you betting, Jackie? So. They're going to work him like a borrowed mule.
That's right.
Yep. So, yep, ladies' night, I think it's 4:30. Cool. 4:30 to 7, I want to say. So, they'll do big time, really, really, really deep clearance stuff on all of the winter
take advantage
stuff.
Yeah,
winter's not over, and then all the spring stuff shows up. So you Easter dresses, all the summer clothing, all the spring clothing, all that gets rolled out right now. That's all sitting upstairs in our classroom/work area.
But y'all are so ready to get that stuff out.
So I'm ready for it to be out of my way. So I'm ready for next Friday.
It hurts me more now when you say winter's not over than it did a couple months ago. I take it a lot more personally. Yeah, I always tell people February's only 28 days most years for a reason.
Right. Yep.
If it was 30, I'd snap.
It needs to be over soon because we got turkey season coming.
You are so right, and I am so ready. So 1 week from today, March 1st, ladies' night at Gentry's.
Yep. We'll feed you. They'll have all kinds of drawings. They'll have all kinds of cool stuff. We'll lock the dog in the storage room so she doesn't beg for food from everybody.
Yes, she will.
She's on a diet, so she can't. She's got.
Did y'all put that poor rotten dog on a diet?
Okay, so when we got the dog, has gained 17 pounds since
everybody loves her.
Everybody does love her. We joked about, we've got a gumball machine on the guy's side now, one of the big swirly
right
ones. And we've joked about filling it full of dog treats, but she's smart enough that she would just sit by the dog treat machine and she'd weigh 800 pounds. She'd just sit there and stare at you till you fed her.
She absolutely would.
Which is what she does with popcorn now. She'll follow you around till you feed her popcorn.
Of course. Well, you know, we were talking, y'all always up to something. You know, you did trade shows, you've done trainings, you're bringing in new stuff all the time. So we were texting the other day, man, it's this guy's line. I'm in.
Yeah.
I have some ideas. It's probably won't be able to sell them outside of the Breckenridge County area because nobody will understand them outside of the county.
Oh, I tell you what, from my time, before I went on church staff and then before I went to work for Dawn, I did pharmaceutical sales and I was a trainer, corporate trainer, traveled all over the country. Man, there are rednecks everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. It doesn't.
When you see, it's so
yeah. I saw a thing on Facebook last night where Tiger Paw Press, which is the school program that does shirts, you know, just that they were doing for the district tournament, for the regional tournament stuff, they were doing the Brick versus All Y'all shirts, and so
I gotta have through, one.
But it's the Tiger Paw's doing it, and that's awesome. I'm the pro. What they do in that program is really cool. So I'm
it
pretty
is
proud
very
of
cool.
Them.
Very
pretty
cool. We better take a call. We don't want that one.
Uh oh. Good morning. You're on Barking Barn.
Yes, ma'am. I was looking for a snow plow for a wheel horse. If anybody's got one, call 828-2524.
That's 828-2524?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're on Barking Barn.
Yes, this morning. My wife has got some baby things for sale at little Walker top rider, it's called, $20 for it. Costco folding high chair, $20, and a Craco playpen for $20. All of them look like brand new, can't tell they've been used. And phone number 270-734-5029.
That's 270-734-5029.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, we are looking for hay. If anybody has any to sell, they can call 270-617-2451.
That's 617-2451.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. I am out looking for a place to rent that could accommodate a little boy, or two little boys and a little girl. If anybody has a place that they know of or are renting, could they give us a call at 270-536-4093?
That's 536-4093.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, my husband's looking for a border collie pup or an Australian shepherd. Or a blue heeler or a border collie pup. If anybody's got one to get rid of, call him at
670-668-8029. That was 668-8029.
Yes.
Thank you. Good morning, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, good morning. This morning I have a wanted item. I am looking for a walker for my wife. I'd like to have it if possibly if it has the wheels on it. I don't have to mean anything real fancy, but I just, if anyone out there has got one, give me a call at 617-4414. I appreciate it.
That's 617-4414.
Yes.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And on Fridays, the show is brought to us by our good friends at Gentry's. And we've got Neil in the house. We've talked about ladies' night. He mentioned turkey season, so I'm rent for the rest of the day.
All right. It's fine. It's all you think about.
Oh, man. I love it. And been seeing a lot.
Yep. I have too.
Been seeing
a lot. Of
course,
you won't see any then.
Well, of course. No, of course. Yeah, I don't
you'll
know.
You'll see deer everywhere then, though. There'll be deer everywhere.
That's right.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
I saw a herd this morning as I went out to go to work. So had a buddy of mine last week, got another dealer in Indiana that we work with a bunch, and he buys used, huge used lots, military stuff, police trade-in stuff.
Okay.
He buys tons and tons and tons of that, and he buys more than he can sell out of his shop, so he brings me a whole bunch of stuff. So he brought me 70-something, like used shotguns, old military rifles.
Saw that post.
Pistols. Nice. You know, just really seriously cool stuff. So we put that out yesterday.
I bet you've had a ball going through that stuff.
Well, but it's fun once it's like in inventory and in the system. But the putting it in inventory, putting it in the system part, that's not fun. It takes a long time.
Sure.
But all that got put out yesterday, and of course I didn't get back until probably 1:30, 2 o'clock. But they said it was just bananas yesterday. But so
I would say
that got it. You know, that got gone through. But there was just a ton of that, and then we've still got a little bit of stuff left over from the last batch that he brought me down. So
awesome.
If you're anybody's looking for, you know, used shotgun, home defense shotgun, just something kind of goof off, something cool, old military rifles, Mosins, all that, you know, Carcanos, all that kind of stuff you just can't find.
I wonder if your son's machine shop teacher's listening right now.
They are everywhere.
Because that dude's got a problem.
Yeah.
Brian Priest has a problem. He has an old gun problem.
That's all right.
He just does. I pick on him. He's my brother. And you'll see him.
So you've been around my youngest son enough to know that he's, you know, him and Brian are big buddies.
They are buddies.
So, you know, Luke, we joke with Luke that he's picked old cars, firearms, and guitars as his three hobbies. And I'm like, you better hope you get one heck of a job.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't have picked three things.
Well, that's exactly the three of, well, those are all Brian's.
Yeah, you couldn't have picked three things more expensive. I mean, it's not possible.
He might take up golf, too. Just add to it, you know.
But we've got all the stuff on all the rifle racks are completely full.
Awesome.
The used pistol cases are all completely full. And then we had to roll two carts out of the back.
I love it.
To put long guns all over one of the carts, and we put handguns all over another one of the carts. And if anybody is looking for, you know, hey, I need something to throw in the razor or throw in the mule just because, you know, I want something if I'm in the woods, but I don't want anything decent, you know, something I'm going to worry about tearing up, there's probably two or three dozen kind of $100 toss them in your truck. shotguns and handguns.
Awesome.
Just, I mean,
well, you can't have too many shotguns.
You know, I mean, it's one of those things. If I break it, I don't care if I break it.
Right.
You know? So they're absolutely everywhere.
Knock around guns, we always call them.
Plus, Jeff needs to learn the computer system. So
are we still working still on that?
No, he's doing great.
I'm about to say he's got it mastered now, doesn't he?
Well, mastered would be a stretch, but he's doing good.
I was rooting for you, Jeff. You see, he's got your back here, buddy. We're gonna take a call.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I have a brand new air fryer oven. It bakes cakes, pizza, dehydrates, does a little bit of everything. It's just too tall for my cabinet. It's even got the little round basket that you put your french fries and all that in. I have an extra 5-year warranty that I took out on it. And it's, you know, still got the whole 5 years. None has expired on that. I'd like $225 for it. Plus, I still have my U of L jacket. One is reversible. It is new. The other one is not reversible. It's just like new. And then I have a McDonald jacket with the great big M on it and the race cars. I have 8 John Deere plates. There's a large dinner plate. I'd like 45 for them. There's a John Deere cookie jar and a napkin holder that goes with that. Or that can be so separate if they didn't want it together. And the phone number is 270-617-3215.
That's 617-3215.
Thank you, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you, you too. Good morning, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I'm looking for a television, you know, at a cheap price, or somebody just wants to get rid of them. I live in the Cloverport area. I'd like for it to be as close to me, you know, as it can get. My telephone number is 270-788-3330.
That's 788-3330.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, it's Friday. It's the Bargain Barn brought to us by Gentry's. Neil and I have been talking about this cache of guns.
Yes.
That have come in to the shop.
A gaggle.
A gaggle of guns.
I want to use the word gaggle in a sentence.
So well, buddy, you just did. You win today.
Because I thought it was a gaggle of turkeys and we were wrong. So we're going to go with gaggle.
I say a gaggle of everything.
That works for me.
They got a whole load of guns in, folks. And probably I'd say the prices are right.
Yeah. And then we're still, when I drove out of the parking lot, apparently the 10% off all in-stock gun sign is still on the sign outside, so I guess I have to honor
there
that one
go.
And take it down off the sign. With it was supposed to go 2 days, and I forgot to take it off the sign, so oh well.
Hey, they're ready to rock and roll. With it being spring, you know, spring is on the way. March is almost here, but that follows April. Late March and April, folks are getting out. They're starting to knock around the woods, maybe hunt mushrooms.
Yep.
How y'all doing on judges right now? Those are that's the official gun of the mushroom hunter because they work good. I don't speak snakes.
Yeah.
Snakes don't speak Kentuckian.
No.
I try to leave most of them alone, but yep. Old Slim Rusty, old Copperhead, he's got to go. So those are still immensely popular, aren't
they?
Still got a couple?
I bet there's at least a half a dozen out there now that are the polymer ones. So they're the really – and I think they still got a rebate on them. But in that pile of stuff that came in, there are 3 or 4 45 long Colt 410 Derringers.
Oh man, you don't see those every day.
And they're cheap because they're always cheap. But there were 4 or 5 of them in there when I put them all in inventory. Now I didn't look at it.
To run out and check that.
I didn't look at it yesterday to see what was left, but they were, you know, they were in there.
I mean, Angie's at work; she's not listening.
There's also a Winchester 94F 410 gauge shotgun out there.
Wow.
Yep.
That's cool.
And I thought I didn't think there was any way that thing would be there yesterday. But it's still sitting there last night.
Get out there. I mean, I know the manufacturers think the world of 410 ammo, but you could have more expensive hobbies.
Oh, that's it's just cool. And there's there's a Fox Sterlingworth side by side 12 gauge that looks like it just came out of the box. Perfect.
Man, perfect. We're going to get, you know how many men in this county are going to be in trouble
that's all right.
today because of us? Hey, we can't make them do nothing.
Now, sitting by the front counter, and we have actually done it, sitting by the front counter, there is a little plaque, because we make plaques and trophies and all that mess too. There's a little plaque by the front counter that says, for an additional $5 charge, I will make the receipt say whatever you want it to.
This is true. I've seen that, and I even had Kyle waive the charge.
Yeah. Yep. No, we've
thank
actually
you, Kyle.
We've had it done. The funniest story on that was we have a couple of brothers that buy each other Christmas presents every year, and they both had us do it to the other brother's Christmas present because they have a whatever it was $150 limit, and they both spent more than that. Like, sure. Can you make it say? I'm like, yeah, whatever. But they were in like a day apart.
Isn't that funny?
I know both of them. So yeah, it was a big hoot. But yeah, I'll make it say whatever you want to. I don't care.
Awesome.
Well, I got a quick question for you, Neil. Well, we're going to switch gears here for just a minute. With the game coming up tonight, of course, we're in district action and everything, and you all do such great jobs with your T-shirts and everything. Do you all have any special designs that you've made up for the game?
I don't know that Dawn's done anything for the district because she knew that the Tiger Paw Press folks were doing them at the high school. So if the high school program is putting stuff out like that, we don't mess with it because I want those kids to get all the experience they can get.
Absolutely.
And I want them to get all the business they can get. I know the Tiger Paw folks had done something because I've seen them kind of out. So just in terms of like a specific district champ shirts, we didn't do anything on that front.
Okay.
But, you know, we do keep all of our Brett County designs are all, the transfer process is called Plastisol. So we have all of the Brett County designs just as a design only floating around the store. So if you come in and you need I want that design on a gray shirt in extra large, then we pull the shirt, pull the design, and we press it right then. So if somebody's going to the game and they don't have any Brett County stuff that they want to take with them, everything that you see when you come in the store, everything that's on the walls that are on the little square wooden displays around the walls, that's all something we can do on the spot, and it takes 22 seconds.
Perfect.
So
sounds good. I know you all have a lot of different designs. They all look great.
Yep.
Can't go wrong with anything you've got.
And she's working on stuff right now. We got more coming all the time.
Awesome. Well, that's good.
Y'all better take a call.
We don't have any.
No, we're good. Talking. We're good.
Keep on rolling. Keep on rolling.
Show up, people just stop calling because they know me and Paul are going to talk the whole time.
Well, we're both of us are so bashful. You know, it's awful. It's how backward and shy we are. We don't like to talk at all. So somebody.
There we go.
That's a dare right there. Is what that is.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I believe I have the wrong number.
All right.
Buddy, you don't. Stay with us. Come on, talk to. You don't know what you've gotten yourself into.
No, you got something in the house you can sell. Guarantee it.
You know, he probably makes somebody's day if he just sells something.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
excuse me. Yes, this morning we have a '99 Chevy Lumina that we're parting out, and it's in decent shape. I mean, it needs to put it on the road. It needs a timing belt, timing chain, whatever you call it. But we don't actually need it right now, so we just thought we'd try to part it out. And the number is 536-3266.
That's 536-3266.
Betcha. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Friday. It's Bargain Barn, and we are swapping guns. There's no hope for us. It is what it is. So many cool things have come in. The list is so long that when we're off the air, Neil sounds like an auctioneer trying to tell me all about them.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember what all's there, but it changes so fast. I have a hard time doing it.
Get out there while the getting's good, folks. Go see them. Save a little money. Pick on Jeff a little bit. You know,
be good for him.
It's a win-win.
That's exactly right.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, ma'am. I have some things I'd like to sell today. I'm moving next week, and I just need to clear these out. I have a nice infant carrier. It has the base with it. It's the Click Connect. This is was manufactured in 2016. It's for a little girl. It has the canopy. It's the pink and dark gray, and it's in really nice condition. It has a little headrest piece with it. If someone can use that today, I will take, and it's a Graco, I'm sorry, a Graco Click Connect. And like I said, it has the base with it. I'll take 10 for it today if someone can use it. And I have a large, it's not real large, but it's a mirror. I don't have the measurements in front of me. It's a rectangle size. It's more of an antique style, has antique frame around it, and it's not plastic, it's more of a wood with the designs on the front. I'm not sure how really to describe it. Could send pictures if someone's interested. I have a larger home interior picture with a little girl and a bluebird, and I can send pictures of that. And then I have a real nice frame that you could put a picture in. It's 11 by 14, the one that's framed, it's matted. And you can put a picture in that under glass. And two candlesticks for all of that. I'll take 10 for it today. And they can call for more information. My number is 828-2524.
That's 828-2524.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, good morning. This morning I'm looking for an exercise bike. I need one that you can pedal and work with your hands, too. I want a late model one. I don't want one of the old ones. And I'm also looking for a couple hand weights like you work your arms with. I've kind of got myself out of shape. I need to try to build myself up a little bit. And if anybody's got something like that, I'll be home in about an hour and a half. They can call me at 257-2143, or they can call me at 617-2980 on the cell phone.
That's 257-2143 or 617-2980.
Right.
Thank you so much. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Hey, Paul and Jim, I heard you all rattling around the door, and I heard you go.
You would accuse me of rattling, would you?
Well, you rattling.
I've been known to rattle.
I'm with the Fish and Wildlife, and you know how we are over here, too, about guns and stuff. So, Jeff, you may just get a visitor tomorrow since it's going to rain. There ain't nothing else to do.
I say send them on. I
mean, yeah, come on.
Neil and the gang are ready for you over there, and they're slashing prices.
Now, I know it's National Gun Day, so you got the National Gun Show going on in Louisville, but if you want to go up and fight that madness, it's just nuts.
Right.
We're a whole lot nicer, and we're a whole lot cheaper, and we're a whole lot easier to deal with.
A lot more fun.
A lot more fun.
You all have a good day.
You do too, Steve. Good to hear from you, buddy. All right, so we're going to tell everybody to go see the folks at Gentry's. Don't forget, because we have been rattling about guns the whole time. Ladies' night, week from tonight. You ready for that, Jackie?
I am. I'm excited about the games. Time. 4 to 7. Going to have food, games, and prizes.
Prizes,
can't
food.
Beat it.
I don't know what all we're going to do for food this year, but sometimes, I think one year we had somebody do barbecue, and one year we had somebody else cater it, and then last time I think we had Subway and cookies, and we made the mistake of leaving the dog out, and the dog followed everybody around for cookies. So we're going to.
And now they put the poor thing on a diet.
If you're going to have a ladies' night, though.
But she is a lady. She's
You know, we got to have our excuses for our junk food.
There'll probably be a cupcake involved.
Okay. That works for me.
Sounds good. Everybody's
thank y'all for putting up with
hey,
me.
Hey, man, right. Come anytime. You've always got a seat here. Gentry General Store are sponsors of the Bargain Barn on Fridays. And Jackie, you have a good one.
You too. Thanks for listening, everybody. Join us again on Monday at the same time. Hope you all have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Bargain Barn on WXBC. If you missed today's show, you can listen by visiting the podcast section of WXBC1043.com. Tune in again next time for Bargain Barn on the voice of Breckenridge County, WXBC.
104.3 The River, flooding your ears with the most refreshing mix of